And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. This time of year, we're all looking to get out of the snow because it looks like it wasn't going to end for a little while there. And spring vacation is coming up for an awful lot of folks. So I wanted to go out to Russ Reed of Drolet Travel. Good evening, Russ. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm thinking spring, and I'm thinking spring break, even though I don't get to go. But I'm wondering in the travel business, what's popular spring vacations this year?
Well, we're seeing a lot of people with the charter out of Lansing doing a lot of Mexico, Cancun, and the Mexican Riviera.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. As well as cruising seems to be pretty popular this spring as well.
Well, that's funny. I was going to talk to you about cruising. When you say Mexico right off the bat, though, not to be a downer, but we hear stories in the news. What areas are we sending folks, vacationers to in Mexico that are safe?
Well, most of the travelers, tourism, go down to the Cancun area, areas where tourism is their major industry. And the problem areas are typically the border areas, and those are the places where, of course, most tourists don't go. So the rest of Mexico is fairly safe, and, of course, tourism being such a big industry down there, they're doing everything they can to make sure you're safe when you travel down there to enjoy your vacation.
Well, I appreciate that clarification, and a lot of travelers do too, I'm guessing. Are some of the old standby still quite popular, areas in Florida and so forth?
Oh, yes. We still get a lot of Florida. It's a good place to go. It's not quite so far. You don't need a passport. They have some great beaches and resorts down there as well. And, of course, Orlando with Disney and Universal Vacations are always a fun place to go.
And let's talk about cruises a little bit. They've always been pretty popular. It seems to me like maybe there's a bit of a resurgence. I keep talking to a lot of friends who are doing cruises. Are you seeing that, or just they're making some changes and kind of customizing them?
Yeah, they are changing. There's newer ships out that have more amenities and more activities. The variety is larger now than it ever has been. But we are seeing a lot of people go on cruises because a lot of people don't realize that you can go on a cruise out of the U.S. and back to the U.S. and do it without a passport. I just had a customer today asking that very question, do we need to get passports? And the answer is no, not if you leave from a U.S. port and come back to the U.S. port.
Now, that's something I would not have thought of. I would have not been able to go out on some of those ships that I would have thought. But see, if I had a good travel agent like you, I would have known that ahead of time.
Yes, we try and stay up on all those little things because they do make a difference, and many people aren't aware of all those little changes. And of course, with the security and everything like that, everyone thinks you need a passport to do anything, and that's not always the case.
Well, again, that's where a good travel agent can save you with an expensive vacation to cover all those bases. What about all-inclusive resorts? Are those becoming real popular, or have they always been?
They have been very popular for quite some time now. People like to know what they're paying for, and when they get there, it's all included. They don't have to pull out their wallet for every little thing like food and drink and your basic water activities like snorkeling and so forth. And so all-inclusive really are good because you can really budget, plan your trip, and have the majority of it all paid for and taken care of before you ever step foot on a plane.
Is the value there? I mean, they seem a little bit pricey, but when we've all been on vacations where, as you said, it does seem like you're pulling out your wallet every 5 minutes. If we add that all up, we might be it pretty high priced as well. Is the value in an all-inclusive there? Is it pretty fairly priced?
Yes, I think it is. And of course, the difference in the pricing from one resort to the next resort, it does deal with whether you're, going more of a budget type property or maybe something that's a little more deluxe. Certainly they have, premium ones where you're going to get top shelf liquor and things like that. So Each resort that you do an all-inclusive with that has all-inclusive, those are things that you need to look at is, you know, what value are you getting? What are you getting for the price you're paying?
And what about vacations by rail? I perused your website, which is pretty spectacular, by the way. It gives you all kinds of information. And I saw vacations by rail. Is that something for people who want to do something different?
Yes, that is something. And we found that there are a lot of people who still, you know, have their fears of flying or don't want to fly. They want to take more time and relax as they you know, tour the U.S. and or send themselves to different places. And we found that a lot of people are doing that type of thing. It is more popular, I would say, among seniors than it is the younger class.
Well, it could be a very easy way to travel and not deal with airports if that's a problem for some folks as well. Anything really different on the horizon for vacations that you've talked with people about or people have asked you about?
You know, the biggest thing that I find is that there's more of a soft adventure type thing. People want to see things that are a little different. They want to be more active in their vacation and do different things from zip lining and, you know, climbing mountains and things of that sort. And they want to do those types of things more than they ever used to. Before, it used to be just to, you know, go on vacation and see some things and tour some things. But now they want to be more involved and more adventurous.
Well, that's kind of a fun new trend then, isn't it? And, of course, when we talked before, Russ, what I love, I asked you, why a travel agent? And I loved your answer. You know, it's because there's a real person there just in case anything goes wrong. We're at this end to help navigate that. And I think that's an incredible value.
Yeah, we you know, we look out for you. We're there for you from start to finish and beyond. So, you know, if there's ever any problem or there's ever any need to get help on anything during your trip, before or after your trip, we're there for you. And that's something that you don't get when you just go online and do it yourself. It's so difficult to get questions answered and know you're getting the right thing. And that's what we're there for, is to service the customer and be there for them 100% of the time.
Well, I'm excited about even the thought of some beautiful travel, having listened to you this evening. Russ, I appreciate your time once again.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being on with you. Feel free to call on me anytime.
I'm sure I'll do it again soon. Thank you so much. Russ Reed with Drolet Travel in Grand Ledge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.